Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. I want to welcome you to the first ever show of NWAC Hoops. And, of course, the NWAC League is a great league that encompasses Oregon, Washington, and Idaho. 36 teams play in most sports. It is a great league, and I have to admit that I'm a product of the Northwest Conference. But I love the NWAC as my favorite league, at least when it comes to basketball. I love all the small colleges and the community college leagues, but I love the NWAC. I am Gregory Crawford. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops, and I hope you do. And on this program, we're going to talk each week to four great coaches, four great human beings that I always say are shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. And if you cannot listen live to this program, we're going to be on at 8 o'clock Pacific time each Monday night. If you can't listen live, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com, punch in the NWAC Hoops, and you'll get every single show that we've ever done. And, of course, that will start tonight. And we'll have the same four coaches on each week, and leading us off each week is going to be Jeff Ryland, the head men's basketball coach at Walla Walla Community College in beautiful Walla Walla, Washington. And Jeff, good evening. How are you? And thanks for leading us off on a brand new show that's going to be really exciting, covering all four divisions of the NWAC. Hello, Jeff.
Yes.
Hello?
Yep. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Very good. Welcome to the brand new NWAC Hoops show. You're going to be a big part of this show, leading it off each week. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Greg, and it's great to hear from you again, and I appreciate you doing this. This is great for the NWAC, and we just really appreciate it. So thanks a lot.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I couldn't do it without you great coaches. You guys are so great and do such a great job. And tonight I'm going to kind of just do a little introductory show, Jeff. So tell everybody about yourself, your family. If you want to mention your pets, throw those in too. Whatever you'd like to say about yourself. I know you're a very humble guy.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been married for 32 years, and I've also been a head coach for 32 years. So imagine that, we made it through all that. And
wow.
You know, yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, I've got two boys. My youngest son's the head golf coach at LC State, as well as a golf pro. And my oldest son is actually assisting him and is also a golf pro. So I've got two good golfers. You know, they were never very good at basketball, but they can sure play golf. So
wow, I got to,
you know,
hook up with those guys because, as you know, Jeff, I love golf.
I know you do. I know you do. I do, too. So, yeah, things are going well. And, you know, I'm starting my 32nd year here as the head coach, and my 24th year here, but 32nd year as a head coach. So, you know, we're excited to get going.
And what draws you to be in the NWAC, Jeff? As I mentioned at the top of the show, it's, even though I'm a product of the Northwest Conference, I love the NWAC. It's become my favorite league for basketball. I love the spirit of the league, and it's really a pure form of basketball.
Yeah, you know, As you know, Greg, I played in the NWAC. I played at Walla Walla, and you know, had a great experience playing for Art Wilmore here at Walla Walla Community College, and just really loved the school, and I loved the athletic department, and all the programs that we had. And you know, one of my dreams was always to come back here and be the coach, and you know, luckily for me, it was able to work out. And you know, after I played here at Walla Walla, I went to Eastern Washington and played there. And you know, really the only other job I really had any interest in is Eastern Washington. And so, you know, that's never really worked out. So, you know, I've been in Walla Walla for 24 years, and and I just love it here, and I love being the head coach of the Warriors, and you know, it's where I played, and I really believe in the college and the town and what we're trying to do, so here I am.
Jeff, tell us a little bit about where you play their home games. I'm always fascinated with everybody's gym, arena, whatever we call it. It's whatever it looks like. If a basketball game's played in it, it's got to be great.
Yeah, we play in the Dietrich Activity Center, which is named after one of our presidents, Eldon Dietrich, and it's the dome, as everybody knows, and it's easily, I mean, I'm not going to say, you know, it's the best gym in the UNWAC, but it's easily one of the best gyms, and it's very nice, very well kept up. We get a good following here, and it's just a great place to play, a great environment. So, we enjoy playing here and wish we could play here more. You know, it's getting harder and harder to schedule non-league games. But, you know, other than that, it's a great place to play.
Jeff, talking about the NWAC, it's pretty terrific. And you being in the Eastern region, travel is something you probably have gotten pretty used to, because many of your road trips are pretty long.
They are. You know, we have a lot of travel, so we're pretty well accustomed to it. In fact, you know, we take a couple of long trips in the preseason just to prepare us for that, you know, even longer than what we would normally take within our league. But, you know, we have a couple of 3-hour-plus drives in our conference, and so you know, we have to be prepared to travel that far and get off the bus and play. And so, we do a lot of traveling. And, you know, from that standpoint, since we have to do it in league, I think overall it's good for us. So, it's something that we try to do as much as we can so we can be prepared.
Jeff, in watching your teams, and I've watched them often, especially you play in Cliff's Christmas holiday tournament every year, you've always had some good three-point shooters. The three-point game has certainly changed the game of basketball, and you better have somebody that can shoot those threes.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, I think you have to be able to make the three. I think you have to be willing to shoot it consistently and often. And, it's a big part of our offense. It always has been. It always will be. And, you know, I think this year we've put together a group of guys that shoot it as well as any group of guys I've ever had. So, we're pretty excited about our guard play and our perimeter shooting. And, you know, we definitely plan on using that three-point line as much as we can. So I think it is a great thing for the game. And like you said, it's there, and I think you better be able to take advantage of it, because if you don't, other people are going to. So we try to make it a big part of what we're doing.
Hey, in conclusion, Jeff, 16-17 is upon us. It's an exciting time. I even, goofy me, was looking at the NBA standings for 16-17 tonight. Every team's in first place or last place.
Yeah, I hear you there. Yeah, you know, it's always exciting to start the year. And, you know, there's a lot of great coaches in the NWAC and in the East region. And, you know, every game is a battle, and you got to bring it every night in the NWAC. And if you don't, you're going to get beat. So it's going to be an exciting year, and it just seems to be getting more and more competitive. I don't know if it's getting to be more parity or what, but it just, every game is just tough, and you've got to be ready to go every night. So like you said before, it's a great league.
Great job tonight getting us started on a brand new program. We're going to be here with you almost every Monday night. Thank you, Jeff, for being a huge part of the program. It's never easy leading off, but you are a great leadoff hitter, and you would probably make $7.7 million a year in Major League Baseball.
Thanks, Greg. I enjoyed talking with you and look forward to listening to the other guys too. So thanks a lot.
You betcha. That's Jeff Ryland from the great Walla Walla Community College in Walla Walla, Oregon. Now we're going to go from the east to the west, and we'll switch over to Aaron Landon, who's going to be with us each week from the west and South Puget Sound Community College in beautiful Olympia, Washington. For people listening around the world, And we got people listening, actually, Aaron, in 11 different countries tonight. Olympia is the capital of the great state of Washington. Good evening.
Hey, Greg, how's it going? Thanks for having me on tonight.
You betcha. My pleasure. And, Aaron, we've got a lot of brand-new listeners. Tell everybody about yourself, your family. I know you've got some great pets, and you recently got married, and you've got a nice house now. Oh, you're living it up. You got the best of all worlds.
Yeah. Yeah, the marriage is definitely the most important thing, and getting married was the best decision I ever made. And we love Olympia and just bought a house, so we're planning on being here a long time and live on the west side, not too far from the college, with our two crazy dogs, and just trying to settle into life in the Northwest. We love it up here and just really excited to be in the NWAC. This is going to be my fourth year at South Puget Sound, so looking forward to the season. It's almost here.
And you've developed quite a culture with South Puget Sound. You got to feel good about the direction you're going.
Yeah, we had a really good year last year. My first year was really hard. You know, second year we felt like we were getting better, and last year we really turned the corner and got a sniff of the postseason. So obviously there's room for growth, and definitely want to go deeper into that postseason. It's an awesome experience, but that's a process, and you're entitled to nothing. So it's a new year. We got new players, and we got to earn everything this year. So that's what we're going to try and do.
Aaron, talk a little bit about South Puget Sound. I get tremendous support from what I try and accomplish from South Puget Sound, from your president to your AD. Talk a little bit about the school in general.
Yeah, it's a great college. It's a really good fit for me. West side of Washington, state capital, so kind of a diverse area. There's two major colleges in town with us, St. Martin's University and Evergreen State. So education's big here. Our college is probably one of the smaller athletic departments in that we only have four sports. But I would say those four sports that we have are really well-funded and supported on campus very well. And we have everybody behind us and, you know, a really good relationship from program to program. So we're all kind of plugging away and trying to support each other and everybody just trying to get better every single day. So it's an exciting time on campus. I think all of our programs are starting to make strides, and we're just all excited about the future out here.
Very good. Aaron, as I mentioned to Jeff, and I'm going to ask every coach tonight, we got two more coming up after you, but talk a little bit about where you play your home games. I'm always a big fan of arenas, gyms, no matter what their size or what they look like.
Well, you know, we don't have the biggest venue, that's for sure. But, you know, great home court for us. You know, we got just enough space to hold about, you know, the amount of people that we get in here. And, you know, in a smaller gym, it's just important that it gets loud. And so we're starting to get more fans out. And, you know, sometimes when a recruit walks in, you kind of think, gosh, I wish we had a bigger gym. But, you know, sometimes when the gym is real loud and, you know, you're making a run and the press is on and all of a sudden the gym doesn't feel so big and there's not so much space for the opponent, and you're kind of thankful for what you got. So, you know, I'm really happy with everything we got going here. The campus is gorgeous. And, you know, the gym isn't glamorous, but it's everything that we need. And we play a lot of games on the road. So for us, it's just as important to, you know, make sure that we're as focused on the road as we are at home.
And, Aaron, talk a little bit about being in the NWAC. What terrific basketball. If people haven't been out to a game, I always tell them go to the game because I'll guarantee you won't just go to one. It's just terrific basketball, both the men and women's side.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's got its own unique brand. I think that, you know, in terms of junior college basketball, community college basketball, whatever you want to call it, in the United States, seen a little bit of everything, you know, played in California, seen the NJCAA level. And I got to say, I think that the NWAC just shoots it better than, you know, any other affiliation. There's so many teams that just shoot it so well. And, you know, Jeff was 100% right. If you don't use that three-point line, you're going to get exposed pretty quick. And so we've tried to adjust to kind of the brand of basketball that's played in the NWAC, you know, and have our own system and try to be unique in some ways. But I really think in the NWAC, night in and night out, you better plan on making some shots. And you better have three-point shooters, because it seems like every other team shoots the basketball really well. So that's the thing that stands out. And I just love the region. I love being in the Pacific Northwest and traveling. Great coaches, great schools. So it's a really fun league to compete in.
And, Aaron, in conclusion, what are you going to try and accomplish with your team in your pre-league games? How do you look at pre-league? I know a lot of coaches look at it different and have a different attitude towards it. What's yours?
Yeah, I think, you know, ours is just based on the fact that it doesn't matter in terms of postseason seeding. The only thing that matters is your region. And so we've decided, you know, playing the toughest possible schedule and playing mostly road games in the preseason will tough us up and maybe reveal some truths that we need to figure out. So we're playing in really tough tournaments. We travel. We play, I think, all of our games except for two in non-league out on the road this year. We'll play in tournaments in, you know, Washington and Oregon and also in California. So we just try to go and challenge ourselves and just know that it's about, you know, what you do in league that matters. So we just got to, you know, make ourselves tougher to get ready for the West region.
Great job tonight, Aaron. It's a pleasure to know you, and we'll talk to you again next Monday night.
Hey, Greg, thanks for having me on. Have a great week.
You betcha. That's Aaron Landon, the head men's coach at South Puget Sound Community College. Now let's sling over to the North Division and talk to Jeremy Eggers at Bellevue College, who's been highly successful there as the head men's coach. Jeremy, how you doing tonight? And quite frankly, you're the only coach that I haven't met on the program, but I plan to in person, but I plan to change that. Great to have you on.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you, Greg.
My pleasure. Talk a little bit, Jeremy, about yourself, your family. You can even throw in your pets. I'm a big animal guy, or anything you'd like to tell our listeners about you, because we got people listening literally all around the world tonight.
Excellent. No, I appreciate you having me on. I'm a local guy. Grew up playing basketball. I went to Edmonds Community College myself and Pacific University down in Oregon. Got a beautiful family of three girls, beautiful wife. Got a ninth grade daughter, fifth grade daughter, second grade daughter. They all play soccer, basketball, and very involved in everything. And we're fortunate. Everybody's healthy, and, you know, I get to do what I love to do, coach basketball. I own a couple basketball companies outside of Bellevue College where I put on NCAA-sanctioned tournaments with my premier basketball company, and I run an AAU youth program called Friends of Hoop Seattle for third through high school boys and girls year-round. And so I'm very fortunate, very lucky to be able to do what I love to do year-round, all day long, and been blessed. So and been at Bellevue College now going on year 14, and have had a lot of fun. I love the opportunity to recruit kids, and I love the opportunity to work with them and get them re-recruited. So been fortunate. So can't complain. Very lucky and love what I do.
Very good. And I love the city of Bellevue. It's got to be special to be there. It has a charm to it when you kind of drive in, and I've had to great fortune, Jeremy, of playing Overlake Country Club. Even got to see Bill Gates play a couple holes there at one time when he was a member. But it's a great place to have a school.
Yes, no, very fortunate. Very lot of opportunities around here for kids, parents, everybody. We got a great school, very large school. Been very fortunate to have a lot of support here with the administration and the things that we do here. So, again, great spot to be.
Jeremy, talk a little bit about what draws you to coach in the NWAC. And you and I are both products of the Northwest Conference. I'm from the dreaded Wildcats. But anyway, the NWAC is become my favorite basketball league. I just love it.
I agree. I coached high school for 9 years, was an assistant at Washington State University for a year, and then was fortunate to get the job here at Bellevue College 14 years ago. And I love it just from the standpoint, I think it's great basketball. For me, selfishly, I got a very flexible schedule, so I'm able to walk my kids to school in the morning and then come in. I'm here most nights till 9 or 10 o'clock at night. My kids all play in my youth program. My daughter's playing my youth program. And some of our practices are here at Bellevue College. I get to see my family up here, and many a nights we've eaten dinner in the Bellevue College gym lobby. And I just love it. It's good basketball. It's very unrecognized basketball in most communities. It's unfortunate because it's a fun style of basketball. There's not a whole lot of size typically, especially for me this year. But so it's a good up and down, fast paced game, and I think it's exciting to watch. It's like I said, it's fun to coach because to me, I'm working with young men that are trying to get to the next level, and my job is to do everything I can, both with their academics and their athletics. And to me, that not too many conferences out there, you get that opportunity. You're usually at a four-year school. You're pretty much stuck with the guys you've had, and for the most part, they're there for the 4 years. And here, you got high turnover, and it's a new challenge every year, every day. And I love that. I love being around these young people, and I love being around different ones every year and working with them. And I just take it as a challenge to, every year, different scenario, different situation. You could have totally different size team, totally different type of team, and it's a good challenge. And for me, that's what makes it a lot of fun. And I think it's just really good basketball that's not recognized as much as it should be.
Yeah, very well said, Jeremy. In conclusion, you mentioned not having a large team this year, tall team. How do you overcome that? Obviously, you got to have some great shooters when you don't have a lot of big people.
Yeah, there's different ways to put the ball in the basket, and to me, it's not how big or small. It's we want the best guys out there, and this year we just unfortunately don't have a lot of size, and we're going to have to get after it defensively, and we're going to have to push the basketball and make good decisions. And obviously, at the end of it, you're going to have to be able to put the ball in the hole, and that definitely in perimeter shooting. And I think we've got some better shooters this year, but we're going to have to change a little bit how we played in the past and stuff we've ran. And because honestly, we could be the shortest team in America this year. So
very good. Hey, Jeremy, great job tonight. Look forward to talking to you almost every Monday night and big part of this program. And I'll look forward to meeting you in person very soon.
Sounds great. Thanks for the opportunity.
You betcha. That's Jeremy Eggers, the head men's basketball coach at Bellevue College. He'll be on each week, as will this person that we're going to go to right now, who I actually have known for over 35 years, and he is terrific. He's a championship coach, championship human being, Cliff Wagner, the head men's coach at Clackamas Community College in beautiful Oregon City, Oregon. Tell us about yourself, Cliff, and tell us a little bit about Clackamas Community College, which I know you love and adore.
Oh, wow. Well, first I want to say thanks to you, Greg, and to the other coaches, and nice job in the inaugural edition. I think we're going to have a lot of fun on this show, and really look forward to hearing more of all these coaches, because they're all very top-notch professional and insightful and articulate, and I really appreciate being on the show with all of you. So thanks very much for that to begin with. So a little bit about my background. I grew up, I'm a lifetime Oregonian, went to Oak Ridge High School, my version of paradise, just beautiful mountains, rivers, streams, and we grew up in the wild there and hunted and fished and hiked every foot of it. And at Oak Ridge High School, I played three sports all 4 years. Went on to Western Oregon, played 3 years of baseball, 4 years of basketball there, and got out of college and immediately started teaching and coaching, and spent my first 17 years at the high school level, and I loved that. I taught English, And then eventually I got involved in junior college basketball, and this is my 24th season in NWAC and my 41st season coaching basketball in the state of Oregon. So that's a little bit about my career. And over the time, I also got involved with a group called Oregon Ice, which hosted tryouts and helped kids go on all-star trips. And this was back 30 years ago when it wasn't being done very much. And I did that for 20 years, and that was great. I worked with a lot of great coaches and young athletes. And I was also a state basketball chair at the high school level for 15 years. And that was fun, being able to facilitate and use some leadership to improve some things about high school basketball. But I, too, am a big fan of NWAC basketball. I love the level we do, and it's just a great job. And you can hear that when you listen to the coaches who are coaching there, and you see how long guys like Rhineland and Jeremy Eggers, you know, have been coaching in the NWAC, and they love it, and they still keep doing it. And there's a lot of guys like that who have coached 20-plus years in the NWAC.
Absolutely, and it's such a terrific brand of basketball, Cliff. You know, it's got a style of its own. It's got players who have some style, and it's got a very diverse group of student athletes.
Well, it really does. I mean, we have an incredibly diverse group this year. I mean, we have kids from all walks of life and all races and nationalities, and I'm really looking forward to working with these guys, and I tell them that, you know, they can be such a great example to other people, that you can have this great diversity and yet, you know, unite and treat each other the right way and function for a common cause. And I think basketball teams really give the rest of society a good model for the most part on that. College basketball teams do, and it's nice to be a part of that.
And I failed to ask Jeremy, shame on me, about his home court, but talk a little bit about your home court, Randall Hall.
Well, we like our court. It's a nice college court. It needs a little loving, to be honest with you. You know, it's celebrating 50 years, and it's never really had any major renovations with the basketball standards. It's got the original scoreboards. It's got the original sound system, which is one thing hopefully we're changing this year. But it is a nice court, and we get good crowds. But I tell you, I love Walla Walla Arena. I think, I don't know if Jeff was being, there's a rare moment of modesty or something, but his arena is, I mean, I don't think anything compares to it. I just love it. It's beautiful. And someday you have to see that, Greg, because you would love that arena too. But we do love our situation at Clackamas. We're very nicely situated. We're within 20 minutes of downtown Portland and all the things that a big city offers. And we're 15 minutes away from being in national forest land and all that Mother Nature offers. So really, really nice location. I love Oregon City. I've lived here since 1985. And just I've always enjoyed the community. My wife, Ruth, a couple of dogs. We've got four kids spread out in a couple of cities and three grandkids. And life is really good right now. I'm semi-retired. I retired after 30 years teaching high school. So I teach a few classes at Clackamas. I teach some weightlifting and basketball classes, conditioning class, and an online college success class. And I really, really enjoy what I do. I enjoy the kids we recruit. I really enjoy working with Brian Stamm and all the other great people at Clackamas Community College. And it's a very professional organization. It's a very family-like organization. So I'm very happy at Clackamas. And you really get the autonomy to teach and coach the way that you feel is the best way, and you get support for that.
And Cliff, I'll kind of close out our final 45 seconds with a little tribute to you. I wouldn't be doing any of these shows without you. You spurred me on to do, I think I do about 7 basketball shows on Blog Talk Radio. I love them. We got everywhere from Division I, the Portland Pilots, and Tyler Giving, down to the Northwest Conference, the Cascade Collegiate Conference, the NWAC. You name it, we've got the GNAC with Brad Barbaric. It's just a lot of fun, and it's an important part of what we need to do, and we're going to keep doing it, and I thank you for spurring me on to do this.
Well, thank you very much. And, you know, I agree with everybody tonight and, you know, really encourage people to learn about the NWAC and get out and see some basketball games because it's really, really good basketball. And sometimes our teams aren't the biggest, and it's been a guard-oriented league for all 24 years I've been in it, to be honest with you. But this is really, really good basketball and very entertaining and very well coached. Just great coaches in NWAC for the most part.
Thank you, Cliff Wagner, head men's coach at Clackamas Community College. We're out of time. We'll be back at the same time next week, everybody. Good night, and don't forget to make your free throws.